Hello, and welcome to Recipe Challenge.
Hello.
Hello, I'm your host, Rebecca Collins.
I am your co-host, Katie Lail.
Today, it's a big day.
It is a big day.
It's a big day of celebration because this episode is dedicated to birthday cake. Mm-hmm.
Episode 7.
Episode 7, birthday cake.
Because your birthday.
This May is my birthday month. I mean, I don't do that. I mean, I know some people do. So my birthday is May 3rd. And so past my birthday, had my birthday.
Yep. Do you do like a week? I've never done a whole month, but I would, you know, like
I'm not
a
opposed,
few days.
I'm not opposed to a week. Here's what I didn't do well. I didn't plan that well. I didn't plan. I mean, if you want a birthday week, you got to plan. Like, what's your thing every day? Or and I just was working.
Yeah.
And I did take my birthday off because it was a Friday. And I was like, there's no way in hell I'm working on my birthday Friday. So day off, had a nice day. Had a really great lunch that day. Later on the weekend, had a really nice dinner. Mm. Both times so full, I did not have a birthday cake this year.
Hey,
so this,
we're gonna fix that.
Today, these are my birthday cakes. I don't like to have a big fuss made of my birthday.
I will say, like, if I'm doing birthday week, I'm not necessarily planning like an event every day, but it's more like, it's just like, I'm doing a little
special
like, coffee treat.
Or, yeah.
It's like just more like little treats or like,
so,
I don't know.
Here's what
like
I was thinking. What if you made your birthday week or month sort of like an advent calendar?
Ooh.
Where every day you opened a little door and it was like coffee treat or manicure, pedicure, or order the book that you wanted, or I don't know. Just I was like, God, that would have been great. So maybe next year.
I love this idea. And you could make it now. And then maybe by next year you wouldn't necessarily remember.
Knowing me, I would forget. I'd be like, what the hell is this? And I'd open it. Oh, my God. So I like that idea.
Yeah.
I did not plan. I was a little disappointed in myself for my lack of planning. It's just been a lot going on, so I didn't plan. Mm-hmm. Here's the one thing I did plan, which you were a part of.
Yep.
I was like, okay, this is going to be great because we're going to go to a dance party. Dance party was going on.
Love
it. Turf Club, St. Paul.
Yeah.
I thought, this is what, all I need is to see everybody and to dance.
Just want to dance.
Well, this dance party, I've never been to a dance party quite like this one, where the music was not danceable.
It was not.
And it was DJ'd by a professional radio DJ.
Yes.
Not party. And this is what we've been talking about since the party is. It's a big difference between playing music for the radio and playing music that's going to get people dancing.
And keep them dancing.
Those are two different skill sets.
Yes.
So I'm going to say radio DJ is not about getting people moving and excited, really, mm-hmm. unless mm-hmm. you're doing like the Friday afternoon drive.
Right.
And dance DJing is all about choreograph. Like you're thinking about the moments.
Yes.
You're like, let's build.
You're building. Yeah. You can't come.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you could, if you wanted to start it out.
Sure. You could
get
people out. It's a whole thing. It's like people think wedding DJs are cheesy and they are, but
they know what,
the one thing you have to do as a wedding DJ is get people out on the floor.
Yes. And if you're noticing people are like leaving the dance floor, maybe it's quiet. You don't have to play the song until the entire end.
Okay.
You can switch it up.
Yeah. And let's not just say leaving the dance floor. The people were leaving the club. Like they were like, this is not. And I think the low point for me was when she played Enter Sandman by Metallica. I was like, who in their right mind thinks that's a dance? I challenge anyone to do any kind of dancing to Enter Sandman. And it was just like so confusing. And I also want to say, if you're DJing, give the people what they want.
Yeah.
People there wanted to dance.
Yeah, people were ready.
Ready. I mean, there was a lot of like energy when we first got there. Yep. And then it was just like drained all the energy away and people were leaving. And I was pissed. And the other reason I was pissed is because I thought, even if this music sucked and I didn't get to dance, I could at least talk to my friends so loud. Like, you were across the table from me. I could not hear what you were saying. Yeah. I had to work.
Was loud.
And it was like, I mean, even people next to me, I was like shouting into her ear. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh. So
yeah,
it's pretty didn't loud. Really work out.
Smoke machine also.
Oh yeah. Okay. What was going on with a smoke machine?
So when we first got there, they did like a big, I don't know how. Puff. It was. Yeah. They did one big puff.
That filled the room with like.
Yes. And then there were like a couple more throughout the night. But yeah, it was intense.
It got intense because it really was like pretty foggy smoky. Night in London. Not you can't see your hand in front of your face. Which,
I mean, could have been
fun. I mean, what do I know? I don't go to dancing. The clubs. I mean, maybe that's what you do. It was a lot. And I'm not someone who likes that smell.
Yeah.
So I was like,
ugh. I coughed a little.
Yeah. I was like, this isn't ideal. So dance party, I'm going to say, was kind of a fail on a number of levels. I don't know if I'm going to do anything next year. Who knows? Am I too wounded from this? Because I'm the kind of person who feels responsible then for everyone's good time if I invited them there. Sure. Sure. So if I said, this is going to be so fun, let's do a dance party, and everyone comes and it sucks, I'm like, oh no, I feel so bad that I made people go to this dance party. And then I thought, you know what, next year, just don't even. But then I get ideas for other things. I do think, like, it's so nice to see people on your birthday. Or not if you can on your birthday, then, like, one of the weekends around it. Like, it's just nice to see some people.
I agree.
Not like everyone has to come out and like celebrate you with gifts and all this stuff. It's just like, hey, let's just like see each other.
Yeah.
And otherwise it kind of just passes and I don't know. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. That was my whole birthday thing, but like didn't have a cake this year. So this is my day.
Yes.
This is my second birthday. I was going to ask you, what is your favorite kind of cake?
Yes. My most favorite cake is the one you had me make, which is yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought, we all want to think that we're like so original and like unique. And I'm like, I bet not a lot of people like yellow cake with chocolate frosting as their favorite cake.
Everybody.
And then when you sent it was like if you search birthday cake, like the classic birthday cake is yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
Sure.
But I mean, classic for a reason.
I don't like, here are the things I don't like white cake, which is usually only stuff you get from like the supermarket kind of cake. Yeah. White cake with white frosting.
Yeah.
Unless it's like, okay, amazing white cake with like buttercream frosing. Okay. It wouldn't be what I would choose, but I would, you know, of course, I'd eat it. And then I do like chocolate on chocolate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I would pick that.
Okay.
But I think yellow cake with chocolate frosting is my favorite. And I never deviate. I don't do like a carrot cake. Mm-hmm. I don't do a cheesecake. I don't know. I'm not... Yeah. I don't shake it up. If I do a birthday cake, it's usually really traditional.
Yeah.
It's for some reason it just feels good. You're like, this is my birthday cake.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
yes, you chose King Arthur's classic birthday cake.
Yes.
For me to make. It was the 2019 recipe of the year.
Oh.
I don't know when they started doing their recipes of the year, but every year they pick a recipe. Okay. So this year I think is... It's super sized, super soft chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
So they like, maybe they work on perfecting that recipe.
Okay.
So,
I did notice it had a ton of reviews.
Yeah.
So it must be really popular. So this is something that people are looking for. My thing with cake, I was going to ask you this because you bake way more than I do, is what is the secret to the perfect bake where it's not dry and it's not still like not done in the middle. Like what are your tips that you have?
I usually go for oven timing. I'll do like the minimum, whatever they say is like the minimum time.
Okay.
And then I'll check it.
Okay. Do you have a real cake tester?
I don't. I have a.
What do you have?
I have some toothpicks. I have some toothpicks to use up.
I have toothpicks.
But maybe once I run out of toothpicks, I'll buy
a real one.
A real one.
Okay.
But for this recipe, they actually had you take the temperature of the cake. So
wait, what?
What was the temperature supposed to be? 205 degrees.
Oh, I've never done that.
Me either. I usually just do the toothpick, so.
Did you have a thermometer?
Yes.
Digital thermometer?
Digital.
I need one of those, too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I should be making my wish list as we yeah. do these episodes. Every single episode, I'm like, oh, I don't yeah. have that. I don't have that.
I do think our oven might not be level because it makes two round cakes.
Okay. Like 9 or 8?
These were 9-inch.
9, okay.
Put them in. Like, looked good. But this is not the first time I've noticed when they come out of the oven, one side is a little bit higher.
Okay.
So, maybe, yeah.
Maybe, probably.
Maybe the floor. I mean, we live in an old house.
Yeah, a little bit off. And also, like, I saw this, there was a cookbook I was reading once all about baking, and the woman wanted you to test the actual heat of your oven. That's a whole thing.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, that I never thought about that.
Like to actually have a thermometer in there to make sure that it's actually the temperature.
Yes. And then the different spots in your oven that are hotter than others. And then I just got like, I got overwhelmed. And I was like, well,
I've thought about putting a thermometer in there, but I haven't.
Okay.
Yet.
Because then you do a test and you see what's the difference between what your oven says and how hot it is in the oven, and then you adjust all recipes accordingly.
Yeah,
and that can help you have a better bake. I didn't know if I was really at that level. I don't bake enough. I was let's take my chances. Yay. But then whenever I make a cake, I'm like, oh man, I don't want to screw this up.
Yeah,
because I err on overdoing because I'm obsessed with like them not being gooey in the middle.
You don't okay right
so I leave right. them in too long and then it's like kind of wrecks it.
Yeah.
So that kind of sucks.
It's tricky.
So what was your experience of making the King Arthur classic birthday cake? What do you think?
It was pretty good. Pretty straightforward. Nothing that I hadn't done before. I weighed out my flour. I guess I just weighed out my flour and my sugar.
Ooh.
I don't think I weighed out anything else, but,
Because you've been to the King Arthur, what do they call it? Test kitchen?
They're like cooking school.
Cooking school.
So much fun.
What
last
did you
summer,
make there?
We did like New England bakes. So we made whoopie pies and a, was it like a, not a crumble.
Crisp?
Yeah, it was kind of like a crisp.
Okay. You didn't make a cake.
No. Was it just those two things? But it was a lot of fun. Of course, they have like a beautiful gift shop and a cafe. And
what did you get at
the gift shop? It was a lot of fun. What did I get? I got some dish towels.
Oh, cool.
I knew I was flying, so I didn't get a lot of things. But you can buy all the baking mixes. And
yeah.
I think I mainly just got some towels.
Okay. All right.
Luckily, when you order stuff online, it comes fast. But
yeah,
one of the funnest things about being in that class is that like I'm a big British Bake Off fan, and like you get to you're standing at your bench, and you've got all your equipment.
I thought about that,
and they have some of the stuff measured out. And,
that's cool.
It was great. It's in Vermont.
Yeah.
You would recommend. It was a lot of fun. I would go back.
It was like a day, one day.
It was like an afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, all right.
It was great. They offer,
So they recommend weighing out dry ingredients. Don't do the dip and level kind of
thing. You can. You can do it if you want to.
People are really against that.
I didn't have a scale for a long time.
Yeah.
And
you just did the measuring cup.
It's if it's saying 240 grams, like, especially for flour, it is, I see, like, King Arthur definitely wants you to measure all your ingredients.
Yes, and I think that if you, a lot of times if you dip mm-hmm. and level, mm-hmm. it, you're packing it, you're getting yes. too much flour.
Yep. Yep.
It's not loose enough. Yep. And you've like scrunched it down and you're, that's yep. why it can be dry then.
They probably do this before every class, but they do an experiment like that where they like show you, okay, oh. this is 240 grams of flour, but
if you dip and level, one thing I did exactly hear that. Is if you're too lazy to mm-hmm. weigh, don't dip. Take a spoon and, spoon flour into your cup mm-hmm, so you're mm-hmm. not dipping it right. in and packing it.
Yep.
You're spooning it in so it stays kind of more lightly
yep.
put into the cup and then level.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be like a little bit less error. But yes, they always say you should weigh.
Yeah. So that was good. One thing that was different was, so combine your egg, sugar, vanilla, then you add your flour, your dry ingredients. But the way you added the butter was to simmer up some milk and then you added some butter and vegetable oil into that. And so you made this like hot butter, oil, milk
Whoa.
Mixture, and then that went in kind of like just before you kind of divided
I've never
the
heard of that before.
So I'm excited to see how that affected the
Batter.
Batter. Is
yeah.
Maybe it's supposed to, I don't know. I'm not supposed to do.
And then what kind of, it's chocolate frosting.
Yep. Chocolate frosting, cocoa. Oh my gosh. Let's talk about when you're working with confectioner sugar.
I know what you're going to say.
I mean, it just goes everywhere.
Listen,
everywhere.
I measure it over the garbage
flour
can.
Flour too.
I measure
right?
it over the garbage can. The confectioner's sugar, I just measure it right over the, it just goes right down into the garbage, whatever. Cause like, it's like, I don't care. I'm not trying to preserve my stock of confectioner's sugar. And it is so messy. I had to use it too. I had to use it for this recipe. And I'm like
yes.
standing over the garbage
yes.
can, just leveling it
yep.
off. Cause I'm like,
yep.
forget. It's not going back into the box or the bag.
Yep.
Forget it. It's so, and cocoa too.
Yes. Cocoa too.
Now, is it, what kind of cocoa was it?
I used the rest of my essential everyday cocoa from
nice,
Cub.
Nice.
Our grocery store.
Shout out Cub Foods.
Shout out. P.S. A guy like passed out when I was there on Saturday.
Oh,
I
no.
saw him walking around shopping, and then I was at self checkout, and there was like a ruckus going on. And then I came out of self-checkout, and he was just out
oh,
on the floor.
No.
And I didn't,
that
I mean,
sucks.
There were two people there.
Well,
I didn't just,
like I'm sure the
walk
manager,
on by.
They're calling someone.
They were there, and the police came right away. I
oh.
hope, Cub, sir at Cub.
Yeah, I hope you're okay.
I hope you're okay. But yes, least preferred ingredient to work with, confectioner's sugar. And several times, so one time, you know, like, I'm trying to, like, pour it over my measuring cup. Like,
okay.
I think the container wasn't big enough to like dip the cup in. But
yeah.
then of course like a bunch of it comes out at once.
Yes, it all
Luckily,
comes out.
Luckily that was over the sink. And then do you have a stand mixer or do you have a hand
I have
mixer,
hand like mixer. I don't have a KitchenAid
like
dealio.
Maybe I should have put the sugar in and the butter on top of that. But of course like you turn
oh,
it on
did
and
it
just
fly
like
up?
Flies out.
Oh, I hate that.
But
yeah,
it's all right.
Confectioner it's all right. sugar. I always am kind of like, oh, I see it on the list, and I'm like, no.
You need a bigger mixer bowl.
Did
know.
It call for special cake flour?
It didn't, which is strange. It just called for all-purpose.
Interesting.
I know, right?
Interesting.
Maybe they want to make, because, you know, maybe they just wanted to make it more accessible,
yeah,
right? With, like,
it's supposed
less
to be,
unique ingredients.
Yeah, yeah, because yeah. cake flour,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you can get it at most stores, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I did learn a couple of things about frosting a cake. So they did recommended, like, you make, your cakes have cooled. You put one cake down, put frosting in the middle,
yep.
put the other cake on top. Then, if your schedule permits, put that in the fridge
oh.
for at least 30 minutes to, as they say, oh, it's not, it's gonna, the cake won't slide around. There won't be as many crumbs when you go to frost it later
because
oh. it's been in the fridge.
That makes sense.
They also recommend, if you have time, do something called, do they have a name for it? Crumb coat. That's what it's called. Crumb coat. where
I've heard of this.
Just put a really thin layer of frosting all around and then put that back in the fridge for 20 minutes to...
Then that's going to, like, prevent it from crumbing up and showing on your final layer. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is if you really, you're doing this for a show, you're doing this for company. But that is good, because sometimes it does get frustrating when the crumbs start to come off the cake and it gets into your frosting and then, I get it. I get it. All right. What cake did you pick for me?
It was the Coffee Cat Dairy Queen ice cream cake.
The Dairy Queen dupe is what we're calling it.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
It's from lifeloveandsugar.com. I was, at least it's not livelaughlove.com. But so shout out to Life, Love, and Sugar because they figured out how to make the classic Dairy Queen cake at home.
Did you have this cake a lot, like, growing up? Was this, like, staple? Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. And we acted like it was so special. Yes. Like, if we had a choice between my mom baking a cake or getting a Dairy Queen, I'm not sure. Kind of feel like we might have picked Dairy Queen cake.
Oh, yeah. We did not... There aren't, at least when I was growing up, there were not a lot of Dairy Queens, but we did have an ice cream place called Carvel.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Were they ever in the Midwest? Okay, no. But Carvel,
same.
Very same.
Okay.
Similar, right? Like vanilla cake, or sorry, vanilla ice cream, layer of vanilla, layer of chocolate, crunchies, chocolate crunchies, and fudge in the middle.
It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same.
Same.
Yes.
Delicious.
Oh, the best. The best.
So this... Here's the thing. Okay. You need zero baking skills.
That's true.
To make this cake. But could be a huge plus. But what you need is project management skills because you got to manage your time and you are going to be working your way through 14 steps. And there's a lot. There's, you know, stuff to do.
That's
on
without making your own ice cream.
Okay.
Don't make your own ice cream.
I wasn't like churning my own ice cream. I mean, kind of though. Like, if you did that, kudos to you. Like, it would be an amazing cake.
I did
homemade ice cream and a Dairy Queen cake.
I found one.
Wow.
One Dairy Queen dupe that was like
make your own ice
linked
cream.
Linked to vanilla ice cream, but I'm like, no, I can't do that to Rebecca.
Oh wow.
You already have to do all of this assembly.
Oh, this would not. That would not have happened. There would have been a revolt because this was enough, even with pre-bought ice cream.
Yeah.
So
yeah, how'd it go?
You know what? some good things and some bad things. I would say you don't need to be too intimidated by this. There's a lot of steps, but you got to like do things and so you read all the steps and you plan your time. I started yesterday. I was like, you need a half day for one half of it, and then you finish the next day.
Okay.
Don't try to make this cake in one day.
Good tip.
Unless you're starting at like 5 a.m. and or unless you don't need it to like 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
It's a really good idea to start the day before and get to like through step 9 and then you just finish.
Okay.
Or wait, I'm sorry. Step 10. So the only time you have to use the oven is for 8 to 10 minutes when you, this is not a healthy cake. You melt butter and you crush Oreos in the blender and then you mix the melted butter and the Oreos together and you bake it.
Oh, that sounds great.
It makes like the smell of an ice cream parlor, like dairy.
Yeah.
You know. And so you're making those crunchies. That's the only time you have to use the oven.
That is that's the only thing to call it. It's the crunchies. It's the crunchies.
Yeah. And so here's the only other thing. Okay. Easy to buy your ice cream, soften it, put it in the pan. Yeah. You make the fudge sauce.
Yeah, what was that like?
It is easy. You put chocolate chips, corn syrup, and vanilla extract in a bowl, and then you're heating up your whipping cream.
Oh.
You don't want it to boil, but you want it to be really hot, scalding hot, kind of. Mm-hmm. Pour it over.
Oh.
Wait 2 to 3 minutes. It all melts. You whisk it. There's your fudge sauce.
Huh.
Okay, easy. Here are the things, my caveats about this.
Okay.
This person says you can use an 8x3 inch pan. So most cake pans are 8x2. The rise on them is 2.
Oh, a circular.
Yes,
circular
it's pan. Round.
Okay. Yep.
But 3 inches high.
Oh.
Let me just tell you, they say you can use an 8x2. It just won't be as high.
Okay.
They do not tell you. There's no way in hell all your ice cream.
Doesn't seem like it.
Your ice cream will not. Here's what I did.
Yeah,
what did you do? I used a 9-inch.
Okay.
Spring form.
There you go.
It was 9x3.
Right.
And to get the vanilla ice cream on top, I had to make a weird, like, collar that went around the pan.
Oh, no.
What'd
you make it out of?
Okay, you're not going to... This is weird. Okay. I collage. I have a ton of books.
Oh, yeah.
I have a book that had a stiff cardboard cover. Not, like, hardcover, but stiff paperback.
Right, yeah.
This book is going to be cut up. I took... I made a strip.
So creative.
With this cover. And then I lined the strip with wax paper.
Wow.
So it wouldn't stick. And I taped it all together.
Oh, my gosh.
And I also didn't want the old book cover touching our ice cream. I was like, come on, let's have some hygiene.
Yeah.
So I taped all that together, and I made a collar that went around the springform.
You needed something to be higher?
To get it even higher.
Oh, my
than,
gosh.
I mean, really? You need, this cake is 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to go buy an 8x3 pan, and I was like, well, I'm never going to use it again, probably. So, like, let's just use the springform. But think about it. I was using an inch wider. I was using a 9. It was 3. I had to go 9x4.
Whoa. All right. That's good to know.
Because there is a quart and a half of chocolate and a quart and a half of vanilla. Where is this all going? It's a simple volume problem.
Yes.
So that was not too annoying. Like, I kind of felt, like, pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, look at me solving problems.
Absolutely.
It's like, I did this.
I don't know what I would have done.
I made it. It was, like, this big thing in the fridge and or the freezer. So my only beef was, like, I think if you're using the pan that this person said, you wouldn't be using all the ice cream.
Right.
I wanted to use all the ice cream.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And then I'll tell you really quickly how you... So you've got your crumbs. You got your fudge sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You're softening your chocolate.
Is it chocolate on the bottom?
It's on the bottom.
Okay, got it.
That's the first thing in the pan. Chocolate ice cream. Freeze for a while.
Do you have to line the pan?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to line the pan with plastic wrap.
Okay.
So that you can pull it out eventually.
Mm.
I had to do a weird wrap because I'm using a spring form, so the bottom comes out. So I'm doing all these things. So you got your chocolate ice cream. You're freezing it for like 30 minutes.
Okay.
Then you're putting in your fudge layer.
Mm-hmm.
You're freezing it for like, I don't know how long they say. Let's see. 10 minutes.
Okay.
Take it out. Put on your Oreo crumble.
Mm-hmm.
Now the fudge layer is just frozen enough that your Oreos are sitting on top of it. They're not, nothing is sinking down.
Sure.
You don't want any of your, so then you get to that point, you're good for like 2 hours.
Okay.
You're freezing the 2 hours. I froze mine for more like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Came back last night, did the vanilla layer.
Okay.
Okay. So vanilla layer's in, freeze it overnight. This morning... Time for the whipped cream frosting.
Oh, boy.
So then you're taking it out. You're taking it out of the pan. And this is where you're like, I wish I actually worked at Dairy Queen. Because you better have whatever you're putting this thing on ready.
Yeah.
And you got to work fast. Because it's hot today.
Yes.
If your birthday is in January, this is the cake that you can make with probably not a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a hot day... Oh, my God. If you live in the South, I wanted a walk-in cooler. I think I think that's what they do at DQ.
Probably.
They must be in a cooler.
They do it in the cooler.
So you lift it out onto whatever plate you want, and it's already, like, sliding around.
God.
And you're trying to get it. You're trying to get it off this thing. So my cake is off-center. By the time I got it onto the plate, and it was melting, it got off to the side, and I was a little pissed about it. That's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. It's not picture perfect. You could think about buying one of those cardboard cake rounds and just put it on there and kind of like mangle it around a little if you need to, and then put it on your beautiful plate. My plate is not beautiful, but...
You mean a round to go under it?
Yeah, so you can buy cake rounds or cardboard rounds that you set a cake on. You might want to do that. I didn't think about that, but I actually think if you were serving it to a group, if you had it on the round and then you could put it nicely centered on the plate, mine's just plopped on the plate and then it ended up sliding to the side and it just stayed there.
It happens.
It's off center, whatever. So that's like the toughest thing is getting it out of the pan onto your plate. It's melting on you probably. Then back into the freezer.
How would you have even gotten that? Okay, I guess if you, because you had a springform pan, so you could, did you unclip it?
I unclipped it, and then I lifted it. So you have the plastic is over the sides, and you're lifting it. I was glad I had the springform, though. I'm actually going to just say it, everyone. I recommend springform pan for this recipe.
Yep.
So you lift it out, back into the freezer. Like, you gotta be fast. And then I'm like, okay, so then making my own whipped cream.
Oof.
It's really good. It's delicious.
I can't wait to have it.
So then you take it out again, and you're like, I was trying to frost this thing with whipped cream so fast. And then back into the freezer.
So it was already, it was already melting as you were trying to get it out. Yeah. But you had to put it back.
Like, because when you're manipulating it out of the pan.
Oh, yeah.
And out of that plastic wrap, I mean, the bottom chocolate layer is coming in contact with your hands and it's melting.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? This is so, you know, you just stick it back in there and then back out again to do some decorating. Yeah. And then you're done. But that's like a day and a half process.
Ooh.
But
I guess we'll see if it's worth it.
I have to say this. I have not tried the cake. I have tried parts of the cake. I have tried the fudge. I have tried the cookie crumble and I've tried the whipped cream and it is 100% delicious.
Oh my God. That's going to be so,
good. Maybe it's worth
The
struggle.
These cakes are for birthdays, so it's like a
a
special occasion.
Yes.
Not something you're gonna do on well, definitely not on a weeknight.
Hell no. And not it's not like, you know what? It's John's birthday today. Let's make a Dairy Queen cake. No, you gotta plan out a little bit more in advance. You know, be ready, get all your stuff ready. But you know what? Yeah. Maybe it's worth it.
And we're gonna find out.
And we are back.
Like sugar.
Sugar rush.
Full of sugar rush, sugar.
A lot of sugar. A lot
also
of sugar.
Full.
But so, it's a pleasant full. I mean.
Shouldn't you feel that way after a birthday?
Yeah.
On your birthday is full of sugar?
Yes, you should. Okay.
It's a time to indulge.
You're indulging.
Yeah.
What are your impressions? What are our impressions? We had the Dairy Queen dupe first.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start.
Perfection.
I mean, might be better than a Dairy Queen cake because
yes.
The ice cream was probably like a little better.
Maybe a better, little
sometimes
better quality
Dairy Queen
ice cream
is not, sometimes I'm not into it.
I don't know if those cakes are assembled in store or if they're like
I don't know.
But just that you're still using Oreos and there's still a lot of sugar, but maybe like things are like a little bit less processed
in the Dairy Queen cake,
in your cake, in the homemade one, or maybe
well,
not.
Well, let's be honest.
Well, what do you think? I was trying to think of like what's making it.
I could terrify
better.
You and read you the nutritional content, but I think I'll spare you. It has Oreos in it.
I'm not saying it's healthy. I just
it
mean
has
like
butter in it.
Yeah.
It has corn syrup in it.
That's true.
It has chocolate chips in
it. Right. Well.
It has whipped cream, ice cream. It is not healthy.
It's not healthy.
It has so much fat. Whatever. Who cares? It was delicious.
Do you think the ice cream quality is like, I was trying to think of what else is making this one like a little bit better than
well,
your Dairy
I use Kemp's vanilla and I got to say like sometimes it's Dairy Queen vanilla that I'm just I don't know if I like this.
Got it.
And Kemp's vanilla, like the classic. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cannot go wrong. Mm-mm. So it was like a higher quality to me.
Sure.
Ice cream. I used Kemp's classic vanilla, classic chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
The fudge and the crunchies are exactly like what they serve at Dairy Queen.
It's exactly what you're expecting.
Exactly. And it's delicious.
So good.
Whipped cream. Frosting.
Ate that whole big slice.
Ate it
no
all.
Problem.
It's delicious. I mean, so you can't go wrong. The only thing is, like, if you have a summer birthday.
Yeah.
it's not a backyard affair. Yeah. It'd be tough to get that served up and into people's hands before it was turning to soup. That's the only thing that kind of sucks about it.
Yeah.
You just have to go fast, I guess. And maybe you're not having that. Maybe you're having your dinner party inside in the air conditioning. You're in your own kitchen.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have to be backyard barbecue. So
if you're you could be serving it up or dishing it out inside. And
you're just shuttling it out there.
Yeah.
Hoping everyone eats it.
Like, you gotta eat fast.
You have to eat fast.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was delicious. You saw how tall it was, though, right?
So tall. There's no...
There,
what was it? It was supposed to be an 8x3.
8x3, and mine was more like a 9x4. Yes. So just saying, if you want to make the Dairy Queen dupe, you got to have some kind of rig that's going to allow you for a little more height and volume than... I mean, just think about, it's a quart and a half each flavor.
Given the time you need to make this cake, would you make it again?
I would make it again.
Yeah.
100%. Because now I know the steps. I am well-versed in making the Dairy Queen dupe.
Yep.
I would know how to plan my time.
Yes.
I would know the day before. I'm doing this.
Yeah, do it day before.
Doing these steps. I'm finishing the day of with the whipped cream frosting and the decorating.
Yep.
And then voila, there's this cake. And it's, okay, also, the cake is huge.
It's so big.
It is. We had two slices, and it's like, who is eating the rest?
There's just
of all of this cake.
So much left.
So I think, I'm not sure how many people you could serve with this cake. You know, 8?
Because it's so tall.
8, 9, 10?
Because it's so tall, you don't necessarily need like a wide slice.
So, you know, you're serving up like 10, 10-ish people, maybe? Mm-hmm. You could get 10, for sure. So it's... You know.
At least.
I think it's worth your while.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. All right. Then we moved on to the King Arthur classic birthday cake. Classic. What are your impressions?
Frosting, fantastic.
Frosting, 100% delicious.
As I was,
chocolate.
It's just, it's great. Even given the powderiness of cocoa and confectioner's sugar.
Well, wait. Okay. So what was the mix on that? Was it some butter or what was it?
Yeah, it's cocoa powder, confectioner sugar, a little bit of salt, vanilla, water, and 20 tablespoons of butter. So that's like two and a half-ish. Yeah, 2.5 sticks.
Damn, no wonder it's so good.
Yeah, great chocolate flavor.
Oh, it was amazing chocolate flavor. You know what's so great is, like, no chemical taste like you get in the store or when you buy it. Yeah. There's just some kind of weird...
Sometimes those frostings just taste the sugar, right?
Yeah,
you don't taste sugar like first. The flavor.
Yeah. But this was like, no, it's more like the chocolate first.
Yeah.
Kind of like the fat second.
Mm-hmm.
And it is sweet, but it's not the first thing that comes on, you know. So that's really cool.
Cake was, I think, cooked... Well,
yeah, it was perfect. I thought it was perfect.
Good texture.
You said it was too spongy, but
I think it was a little spongy.
What do you mean by that? So it should be a little more moist. Was it too dry for you?
I don't think it was too. It was maybe really right on the border. Some hairs I think here. We are. I think it was okay. I don't know what I was expecting. Maybe some. Maybe
more
I
dense?
Was
expect.
No, I think I was. I wanted to be less dense, like a little lighter.
Oh, even. I thought it was
really light.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm so confused.
Hairs. Maybe I was stuck on the. Yeah, we're splitting hairs.
Yeah, but we do agree that it could have had more vanilla.
Yes,
you're expecting like a kind of a more powerful vanilla taste, and it was more subtle.
Pretty. Yes.
Yeah,
and there's a. I think there's a tablespoon of vanilla in there.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess that's a tablespoon between the two. It's two cakes.
Oh.
So, yeah, maybe punch up the vanilla a little bit more.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe. But with the frosting, it's great.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You just put them together, the two cakes. You need ice cream.
Yes.
With the King Arthur.
You do.
You're going to have a scoop of ice cream.
Yes.
It's why not make the DQ cake on the side? You can have both. It would take you two, three days to make this. But as we said, it is your birthday.
Yeah.
I think
I know your vote, but... were you going to say something else?
No, I was trying to think, like, if you're going to bring a cake... I guess, you could bring either one.
You could.
The DQ one has a few more logistics to it. You can't travel too far. So you gotta hurry. It's all about timing with that one, which is a little annoying. Hurry. Yeah, you gotta hurry. But yeah, I guess if I have to vote, I'm going DQ Dupe. Oh,
me too. DQ Dupe so for the good. Win.
I encourage everyone to try. So I encourage good. Everyone to try it. Try
such to a make treat.
DQ Dupe cake. It's worth it. If yes. you love ice cream, you yes. probably don't even need me to tell you this because so you know good. All about it. But
yes.
All right.
All right. Are you ready for our next theme?
I am ready. I was getting really excited this morning because I was like, oh my God, I don't have to come up with the next theme.
It's
Katie
always
does.
So exciting.
Okay.
Well, I was excited when you were telling me about some of the things that you did on your birthday because I was like, this fits with the theme.
Oh.
So June 18th is International Picnic Day. I know you did a picnic for your birthday.
Yep.
So the theme is savory picnic.
Savory picnic.
So thinking, I guess the top thing, well, it needs to be savory, but also for a picnic, it's got to be portable.
Okay.
It's got to be, you know, something that, you know, you can eat easily at a picnic.
Oh, wow.
Could be a side or
a main.
An app or a main. Yeah.
Salad? But, side?
Yeah. Just got to be savory.
Yeah. Okay.
We hit the sugar pretty hard this week. Or this month.
And last month.
And last month.
With all of our honey.
Honey, all the honey. It's time.
We're taking a break.
It's time for something savory.
No, this is great because somehow I've been wanting to have more picnics and wanting to like.
Yeah.
We usually just get takeout and take it to a park. But I said just last night, I said we should really like do at least one real picnic where we make everything and bring it.
Yeah.
And have a nice spread.
Yeah.
And like this will give me all the ideas.
I'm trying to think of like what would like not be, like what's not a good picnic food? Something that maybe requires like a million different like pieces to put together, right? Yeah. You kind of just want to be able to like.
Take the thing out and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it could, a salad could work. If it's it's pre-made, so you're just
pre-made,
putting it in a bowl or something.
Okay, I already am having ideas.
I love it.
I'm going to try to break out of the box a little here.
Well, we would love to hear any ideas that you have for themes. You can email us at recipechallengepod@gmail.com. You can also send us a message on Instagram at recipechallengepod. And that is also where you will find photos from this episode of our birthday cakes.
Check them out.
All right.
See you next month.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.